Moscow's Politburo, leading Secretary General of the Communist Party, Comrade Suslov, restated the party's foreign policy to make community of socialist nations more cohesive, to conduct close economic ties with all socialist nations. This has been exemplified in the Crimea Conference. Prevent thermonuclear war, if at all possible, because of the destructiveness that it will cause in USA and other parts of the world. Mutual cooperation between socialist and capitalist worlds. China. The doctrine of the Soviet Union on China is that she is undermining socialist community. She interferes with the internal affairs of socialist nations. She seeks a Chinese communist brand for the entire world, which no individual socialist state has the right to do, says Radio Moscow. She is openly against world peace and supports many times the wrong side of liberation struggles to try to bring about her aim of nuclear war before nuclear weapons have spread throughout the world. This is still a policy of inhumanity to take it for granted that so many millions, 200 million plus U.S. citizens will die, and an equal number of 200 millions in Europe. Comrade Suslov, Secretary General of the Communist Party, SSSR, Soviet Union, said this is a historical process the Soviet Union have set for themselves. Four main goals of Soviet foreign policy: relax tension at all possible to avoid the impending gloom of a nuclear war. Stop arms race immediately before it's too late. Rebuff imperialist forces wherever they are, in Southeast Asia or Africa. Support all liberation forces in the world, no matter what risk it is to the Soviet Union. A majority of the people of the Soviet Union took a vote on the referendum for foreign policy, and 97% supported this policy. Right-wing Begin and his Middle East discussions that are about to begin at the summit conference at Camp David with the Egyptians. Soviets feel the secrecy is terribly wrong, and meeting is not inclusive of all parties involved. That definitely secret plans are being made for the U.S. imperialists to establish an air force base in the Sinai Peninsula. It's an American idea, and even has been admitted, according to Radio Moscow and Voice of America, that this is the plan of the Carter administration. Jody Powell, Secretary to the President of USA, admitted that USA plans a U.S.-staffed military base in the Sinai. Tanzanian President dismissed as meaningless the meeting between Ian Smith and Joshua Nkoma. The meeting accomplished nothing and only seek to divide the guerrilla leaders, said President Nair. If there are to be further talks, they will have to be with all the government and the entire patriotic front, and not just Mr. Smith. Joshua Nkoma also admitted that nothing had been really achieved. He said he would not seek a separate peace, though he is a nationalist. He would not seek a separate peace from his ally, the Marxist-Leninist Robert Mugabe, leaders of the Patriotic Front, which the white man calls Rhodesia. A Rhodesian airliner has crashed near the Zambian border. The plane is thought to have gone down in a mountainous area thought to be infiltrated with guerrillas. All passengers were white Rhodesians. It is suspected that Zambian freedom fighters aiding the Patriotic Front of Zimbabwe may have brought it down. Salisbury, capital of Zimbabwe, or what the white man refers to as Rhodesia. Salisbury forces says that 16 civilians and 8 other blacks were killed. Uncle Tom supporting the Salisbury regime. Mass to install the Pope outside a demonstration to protest the attendance of the Argentine leader. There were thousands of secret police in Rome for the inauguration of the new moderate Pope John Paul. Masses had to be kept several flanks of the army to keep the masses of the Red Army and other socialist groups from causing interference. They were demonstrating against the attendance of the Argentine and Chilean dictator. Prime Minister Begin has arrived in the United States at Camp David. The Zionist Prime Minister Begin says Israel is on a mission of peace, wants to preserve the prestige of President Carter. Both went to church on Sunday at the same Baptist church. My, what the Jewish Begin seems to be willing to do to get the backing he wants from U.S. imperialism. Sadat, Prime Minister of Egypt, will arrive on Tuesday. Beirut, formerly a beautiful capital of Lebanon before U.S. imperialism destroyed it by backing the right-wing phalangist fascist forces and Christian militia under the authorization of Israel. There's great trouble, heavy shell and rocket fire on rightist militia camps by the Syrian forces, which are pro-Soviet. The Syrians definitely gained some ground, recaptured some of the captured territory that Israel took from the Lebanese. Several people of the right-wing Christian militia, the fascist Christian militia, were killed. The Lebanon situation. No group in Lebanon wants the protection Israel will offer. Syria has reinforced its strength in Lebanon. Managua, Nicaragua, busy arresting forces of the Somoza regime in 5 outlying cities. A number were members of the Democratic Union of Coalition. The number of political arrests there now exceeds 10,000. That means the Somoza regime was arresting people in 5 outlying cities. But still, the Somoza government barely holds on by the skin of their teeth. The Soviet Union has not responded to Nicaragua requests for aid. They said they would not support any reactionary regime. French controllers, flights delays of up to 6 hours due to strikes, general strikes of French controllers, brought sympathy of other flight controllers around Europe. President Carter, philosophically against wage and price controls, warned that in fighting inflation, the nation must fight against moves that would increase unemployment. U.S. union leaders celebrating Labor Day, concerned over rising prices. Meany, former CIA agent and capitalist boss of American Labor, head of the AFL-CIOU, CIO, the American Labor Movement, the largest in the world of capitalism, is under serious attack this year. Meany is under serious attack this year. Davis Fitzmaurice warned against big business and its growing impact on U.S. economy. Others criticize the growing tax cut movement across the United States, which is only benefiting the rich. U.S. dangerous to American labor movement, said this Davis Fitzmaurice, who seems to be a contender for Meany's job. Said USA government is dangerous to the American labor movement. There's a push for full employment by labor and civic groups. Camp David began using the retreat with Roosevelt. Khrushchev met there with Eisenhower. Also Charles de Gaulle, Premier of France, met there, and the Yugoslav President Tito. Sadat met there last February to confer with President Carter. Nicaraguan government spokesperson says Somoza left National Guard compound but did not disclose his whereabouts. Said he has not left the country. though there are rumors that he is preparing to flee with his millions that he has accrued. Managua, the capital of Nicaragua, had a quiet Sunday. Not any cars out because of pending gasoline shortage and business strikes and union strikes. Newspapers owned by the Somoza regime, quotes President Carter and General Somoza. It quotes President Carter, that General Somoza's suffering a change of relationships with the U.S. government. And it also said, the newspaper said, quoted Carter, President Carter, as the so-called rebellion, liberation force of the people, the Sandinistas, are being run by leftists and communists. Also, Carter blames the Cubans, says Nicaraguans have killed many Cubans. Cubans, the new Simon Bolivar, with the right to interfere with their own internal affairs. This is denied categorically by Cuba that they have any involvement. It's another one of the Cold War ruses, one of the Cold War ruses of Carter. Iceland, new coalition government, 2 months long government, crisis before this, liberal progressive communist people's alliance and socialist democrats formed a coalition for the first time in that nation above England in the Atlantic. New prime minister and group, first official action will be to devalue the currency 15 to 20%. French air controllers work slow down, even though they were threatened with arrest and imprisonment for years. They are 6 hours behind flights getting the rich to their vacation spots or out of Europe. It's been one hell of a vacation period for the bourgeoisie. Because of cheaper Soviet and Warsaw Pact airline charges, most of the capitalists have spent their vacations and give their dollars to the communist nations that have some beautiful seaside resorts, because those were the only planes flying. 11 days off the job action. Thousands of French vacationers are returning home, but many private operators substituted rail and auto transportation. Carter is in trouble with energy. The natural gas bill, in which he sought to give the multinational gas companies unlimited profits by deregulating their prices, taking off all regulations, according to the Los Angeles Times, says there's a worldwide recession. A depression is soon coming, said the Los Angeles Times, as bad, if not worse, than the crash of 1929. And some of you children, you ought to be damn glad you don't remember it. You were lucky to have mush, greens, and spinach. You were lucky. That's what we ate, if we were lucky. Compromised version of Carter's bill is still facing strong opposition. Begin. Prime Minister of Zionist Israel. They will do all they can to make it a success at Camp David Summit. Israel on a mission of peace for Israeli and Egyptian people, said his propaganda minister. Both prayed for peace, Sadat to Allah and Begin to Jehovah. They view the summit as the last chance for peace. The last chance for peace and the only chance to avoid nuclear war in the Near East. King Hussein of Jordan will not participate in the summit decision. September 20 meeting in Damascus with other Arab League nations that Carter has cut out. The Soviets say Camp David conference is an Arab right-wing plot which will frustrate a just settlement in the Middle East. Charge Begin with bringing the same plan and ultimatum as he did 10 months ago, which represented no change at all, according to Radio Moscow. Beirut, Lebanon, heavy violence, shooting in every area of the town. The Christian fascist received heavy shell fire from the pro-Soviet Muslim Syrians. Lebanon, Prime Minister Sarkis says no group in Lebanon wants the protection the Israeli fascists will provide. Syrians have reinforced strength and strengthened the backbone of Lebanon to resist the expansionist and aggressive tactics of Begin. They say the rightists are not going to be able to hold their territory much longer. If they continue to fight, it is a precedent to war. Pope invested, walked instead of being carried, and did not wear a crown as popes have in the past. My. He's such a man of the people. Explosion at the entrance of Central Catholic Church of Rome. Protested Arvidella, Argentina's dictator, at the investiture of the new pope. Bonn of West Germany, neo-fascist, capitalist West Germany, that it prides itself in being the inheritor of Hitler's Third Reich. Statement requested by Social Democrats to pull out of NATO for protection of Warsaw Pact. This is a strong division in West Germany. They want to pull out of the war, of the NATO, North Atlantic Treaty Organization, so they will not be in danger of the Warsaw Pact, because the West Germans fear that the Soviet alliance has much more superior military might and much more superior ability to defend herself from a nuclear holocaust. Romanian defector is accusing Bonn government of communist infiltration at the highest levels. Somehow the two events are connected, because they find this kind, they found out some information through this communist infiltrator that they have not named yet, that the Soviet Union would be able to be clear to the coast of France in a matter of 2 days with the superior power that she has. American envoy in Cyprus to see if talks can resume over the Cyprus dispute. Cyprus has been moving more and more towards the Comecon, Warsaw Pact Economic Group, and the Warsaw Pact Soviet Alliance. Rhodesian airliner now just reported 56 white passengers lost en route to Salisbury. Two engines went out over the mountains. It's not sure whether they were fired upon by Zambian guerrillas friendly to the Patriotic Front. Romanian party newspapers, incomprehensible that communist press has not made a realistic analysis of Chairman Hua's visit to Yugoslavia. This directed at Moscow, who accused Chinese leader of trying to divide the West. Romania is somewhat independent in its view. The American labor movement under concerted attack this year, but they can change things through the democratic process, said Meany. David Morris warned the influence of capitalist monopoly business thinking, which has influenced all of American life and has been helped along by the labor boss, George Meany. David Morris is a working class fighter, head of the Electrical Union USA. Nicaragua, National Guard, 200 arrested just a moment ago in Managua. A number of prominent doctors and lawyers have been arrested there by the Somoza dictatorship. Military aid is still coming in from USA and our tax dollars to uphold the dread fascist regime of Somoza. Investiture of Pope John Paul in Rome appeared to be enjoying himself enormously. Took out much of the pomp. He walked instead of being carried and was not crowned. The cardinal proclaimed him, "Blessed be God, who has chosen you to be the shepherd of the universal church." Smoke from blazing cars set by demonstrators all around the mass of the new pope, protesting the presence of fascist and Chilean, Argentine dictatorships. Begin, Israel, wants peace more than any nation on earth, says he. Wants a success for the international prestige of President Carter, which is important in preserving peace in the free capitalist world. That's a pat phrase for capitalist. Hopes for agreement for continuing serious negotiations for an end to the 30-year war. Unprecedented event in view of American officials, but no one knows the outcome. Three main issues under discussion. The nature of peaceful relations, Israeli withdrawal of occupied areas, and security of this withdrawal. UN Security Council Resolution 242 is the agreed-on solution. It remains sacred. Carter, certain ideas on how to deal with some of the issues, but they're all unsuitable to the Arab nations. Joshua Nkomo, the Rhodesian Patriotic Front, and Ian Smith, dictator of Rhodesia, or Zimbabwe, confirmed that they met secretly. Smith offered to turn over power to the guerrillas. Smith denied all this and described the talks as exploratory and inclusive. Smith asked if Patriotic Front could do something to ensure stability and him getting out of the country with his wealth. They claimed to keep the meeting secret, and both say the other side set up the meeting. It was disclosed by Joshua in Nakoma of the Patriotic Front of Rhodesia. Scheduled for further talks next week. Robert Mugabe, Marxist-Leninist ally of Joshua in Nakoma, both heads of the Zimbabwean Patriotic Front, was not included in the discussion. Caused paranoia by Mugabe's group that they would make a separate deal. But Joshua in Nakoma has surfaced with it and said that nothing will divide them. The Patriotic Front wants meeting of all parties. Conservatives say this will undermine the settlement, but the settlement is not presently working anyway. Crawford, high official in International Harvester, one of the big capitalists that was given up, turned over to the Soviets, as capitalists always betray capitalists, as U.S. ambassador turned him over out of the sanctuary of the Russian USA embassy. He turned him over to the USSR, the SASSR authorities, Soviet authorities, for currency violations. He claims he is completely innocent. Charge carries 8 years minimum imprisonment. Two UN employee Soviets arrested in New Jersey for spying in retaliation. Crawford was arrested at the same time as they. The two spies due for trial September 12 in New Jersey. Crawford plus three Soviets have been found guilty by witnesses and documented evidence of selling under the control price. He claims he gave small gifts. He will be represented by a Soviet lawyer in court. He sells tractors in USSR and is one of the big monopoly capitalist businessmen. But he wasn't worth the U.S. government putting their neck out trying to save him. New Soviet arms accord. Carter wants to go slow on U.S.-Soviet arms control. He doesn't want a strategic arms limitation agreement, and the world desperately needs one to avoid nuclear hell. Gromyko and Vance, Secretary Gromyko, comparable to Secretary of State Vance, need more negotiations. They think the agreements must be reached by the end of this year if nuclear war is to be avoided. Why do they want to control the process? Helsinki agreements, critical of Soviet intervention in Ethiopia and Angola. The USA is. Institute for Strategic Studies points out Soviet naval superiority, says USA. Confirms a dramatic improvement in Soviet strategic arms and new methods of technological warfare. New SALT agreement, equal limitations on both sides, means U.S. needs some other delivery vehicles because they are now behind the Soviets in military capability, said BBC. President Carter denies linkage diplomacy, slowing down peace talks in recrimination for USSR, the Soviet Union, involvement in Africa. But BBC even admits that he has been slowing down peace talks and negotiations on the arms race just to get back at the Soviets. That's a cheap way of doing business. Following the violent repression unleashed against the trade union movement and other sectors of the labor movement in Tunisia, the WFTU Secretariat decided to instruct a lawyer to take in hand a cooperation with other barristers or lawyers, the defense of UGIT leaders, including Secretary General Habib Akur and the hundreds of trade unionists and workers imprisoned since the general strike that is still going on since January 26. The lawyer appointed by the WFTU Marxist, Mr. J. Guillemot, went to Tunis from February 8 to 11, 1978. In the next commentary of the Voice of Moscow news flashes, we will give an account of Mr. Guillemot's press conference in Paris, at which WFTU General Secretary Pierre Gensos was also present. The aim of the WFTU in Tunisia is to organize a broad campaign of coordinated socialist joint protest action against the fascist repression and effective solidarity with the Tunisian people and all the working class for the independence of the trade union organizations, the release of all political prisoners, and respect for trade union and democratic liberties and conventions adopted by international organizations such as the United Nations and the International Labor Organization. Continuing on with the news, for the most part we have covered it. Perhaps there are just a few other items. Zambia faces a financial crisis because she continues to speak out against U.S. imperialism. Italy's AGIP oil company, which supplies Zambia through a pipeline from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania, has threatened to cut off supplies unless bills are paid, according to a report in the Times of Zambia last week. Sales of Zambia's chief foreign exchange earner, copper, meanwhile, have dropped from 70.5 million per month to only 1 million per month, and yet Zambia bravely held up against the fascists in Rhodesia and Union of South Africa. And over 100,000 tons of copper are stockpiled, awaiting transport through the clogged Dar es Salaam port. Black lobby to challenge U.S. policy. Trans-Africa, a new black lobby on Africa and the Caribbean that opened its offices in Washington early this month, is striking a theme which is out of favor in official circles these days. A draft of the group's position paper criticizes American capitalist preoccupation with geopolitical Russian roulette between the major powers in Africa. Trans-Africa's executive director, Randall Robinson, says that the group is also pushing for much stronger actions against South Africa than the weak-kneed Carter administration has been willing to adopt. A group of prominent black Americans, including Robinson, and attorney and former aide of Representative Charles Diggs, who faces 175 years for being black in U.S. jails, has been organizing Trans-Africa since a Congressional Black Caucus conference endorsed this idea in 1976. Tanzania's President Julius Nyerere earlier this week ordered the trading and mining firm known as Lonro to leave that country within 3 months. President Nyerere accused a London-based company of breaking United Nations sanctions against Rhodesia while posing as a friend of free Africa. Brave socialist President Nyerere and close friend of our own Prime Minister Burnham of our beloved People's National Congress also said Lonro, L-O-N-R-H-O, had undermined the freedom struggle in Southern Africa through its activities elsewhere. Lonro's holdings in Tanzania, which the firm has been ordered to sell at a fair price acceptable to the government, include farm machinery, office supplies, and all other equipment and cotton farms. In response to the Tanzanian socialist order, Lonro said it was proud of its record in Africa and had been unfairly accused by the brave socialist president Nyerere. This is, apparently, the high points of the news. At least it seems to be. I don't see anything else that would be particularly interesting except one thing I'm hearing. The Israeli government's close ties to South Africa have come under sharp attack from organized labor in fascist Israel. And what would you know? And even from the World Zionist Congress, which met in Jerusalem on the 21st of the month. Histadrut, H-I-S-T-A-D-R-U-T, the Israeli Labor Federation, has decided to dissolve its partnership with South African interest in two investment companies, one in metals, the other in chemicals. The decision was reportedly made in order to preserve the Federation's good relations with third world countries. Histadrut owns Coeur, and a huge holding company with interest in some 16,000 enterprises in Israel and abroad. Coeur, K-O-O-R, had previously been reported as associated through the South African subsidiary Iscor Steel Services with Iscor, the government-controlled steel company. Coeur Chemicals was reported to be associated with Sentra Chem, S-E-N-T-R-A-C-H-E-M, of South Africa in the chemical industry there. It's interesting to note that even the World Zionist Congress has had to step away from the dread racist, white racist regime of South Africa that's kept in power solely by U.S. tax dollars, which should cause us to feel enough guilt to do our work. Remember, if you have problems, if you don't keep the rules, you'll automatically go to council and can automatically go to Public Services Union, because we want our time in people's rallies for agriculture and the study of the Russian language. Thank you, and I love you very much. This is not too much news for you, less than a half an hour that you should be able to concentrate easily upon and be prepared for test on tomorrow night's people's rally. I love you very much.
The various areas of our beautiful community that many people would literally die to be able to have this kind of peace. I want the fly swatters in use, please. I want the insecticide people to go against these mosquitoes in every area. You've done a very good job, but there's a few more mosquitoes than normal as I look around. Watch all the puddles and see if they're corrected. I want to thank Mary Rogers very much in way of praise, how kind she is to John when some people do not, well, let us say they're unkind to the office's children, and I really appreciate it. Mary Rogers, naturally I'll give you a treat, but that doesn't mean anything to Mary Rogers. I'm very touched, and it helps me so much. Plant every space of ground. We will have guests anytime, and I'm telling you, the Prime Minister will drop in, as he said, without announcement, because he is so busy. He's moving quite a long way on the socialist course by pledging support to Belize and Nicaragua. So they are busy. So this place ought to be clear all the time. Where the mud is when they come up past the pump, I'd like planting all along there, except for spaces for the truck and the tractor. There's a lot we can do. I'm asking those that I named for inspection to do so. Stand by. Attention. Attention. I was speaking of Mary J. Rogers, being we have two. The one that is the mother of Ira and Poncho. And I'm touched to the depth of my soul. Not enough people looking at news, requesting to listen to it. You should ask for an early Harlan County showing, because it will be on the test. Remember, I need desperately, desperately, to protect McIlvaine and the Hollins and Florida from being framed by those white bigots of the notorious Red Squad in Los Angeles. Anybody, but anybody, friend, whoever, by some method you could get them to write, we're counting on everyone coming up with some names. They don't have to be in Los Angeles, but people you are sure would write. We know how relatives are, but they may want this place in the back of their mind sometime, and thus would do it. Please bring it into the radio room. I don't want to have to bring you up on the floor. Some of the best intellects have not yet written a letter to the district attorney. Some of you are born writers and don't know it. Everyone, all leadership should set the example, as I'm sure they're doing so. Everyone else, try your style of writing. Some of you folk, you really don't know how much writing skill you really have. Bring them in immediately. And all tape recorders, be sure, in the library, because there's some going to be brought up if you don't deliver it. And the tapes, we're going to keep them back, even though they're very expensive. They bring $500, even some of them $2,000 on the market. But we're keeping five sets so that people can check out music. And I don't think that could be any way could I be more loving when we have such need. That devil stone and all the other arch enemies have become class enemies. They have eaten up hundreds of thousands of dollars in protecting my people from the various schemes that they've tried, like court costs for Mona, a retarded child they did not want. but they did not want us to have her, thinking it would break Christine's heart. That's a wicked people. And never forget that all of them are class enemies, because everyone that's went out is now involved in it. Thank you, and I love you very much.
Attention. Late news of the evening. Lester Kinsolving, who was one of the first reporters to attack us, in fact, was the first. He also attacked us because we had given assistance to Angela Davis for a few $1,000s for her defense trial, without which she could not have afforded to have had a trial. It is reported that Bishop C. Kilmer Myers of the Episcopal Diocese of California has initiated a process that could result in defrocking the syndicated columnist, priest Lester Kinsolving, terming the action a massive hypocrisy. The controversial right-wing Kinsolving said he just wanted to withdraw peacefully to another ministry, that he would go to court if necessary to protest the defrocking. He added, Myers suspended Kinsolving from any and all priestly functions on the 21st of this month. The move sanctioned by the Standing Committee of the Diocese forbids him to officiate in any Episcopal Truth Center or church official capacity anywhere. He cannot get on a pulpit in any Episcopal church, and could lead to his defrocking this move in 6 months, according to canon law. Kinsolving was caught taking bribes from the dread fascist regime of South Africa. So at least there are times some mercy along the line. He was the first priest that ever attacked us, the first person that ever wrote negatively ever about us and lied on us. The Reverend George Hunt, diocese executive officer, said the panel's decision was based on Kinsolving's resigning from the church to take leadership of an independent congregation in Silver Spring, Maryland. After receiving his resignation by letter about 4 weeks ago, the committee certified that Kinsolving had abandoned the communion of the church and had reflected on the morality of the church by telling lies for corporations in Union of South Africa. Kinsolving, in a phone interview, said, I am not going to deter, they're not going to scare me. The former examiner, Hearst examiner, that attacked us, columnist, took issue with the characterizations of his letter as a notice of resignation. He said he had notified the diocese that I was withdrawn in order to be rector of St. Thomas, which he described as a independent, but others call a reactionary, middle-of-the-road Anglican parish, which still uses the 1828 Book of Common Prayer. Grace Cathedral in San Francisco uses that and the revised version. Kinsolving said he had been officiating at the Silver Springs Parish for 5 weeks. It intends to affiliate with the Anglican Church of North America, a split that has come between the Church of England under that foul founder, King Henry VIII, who had his wives murdered on a very good movie that we have that you want to see, before it goes back to town. Anyway, the parish, the Anglican parish, earlier this year, split from the Episcopalian Church over such matters as liturgical changes and ordination of women, which Consolving supports. He supports to the final degree that women should not have any voice in the church. He indicated he will protest the defrocking process in the secular courts if he has time. I'm pretty busy, he said. I edit a paper, cover the White House and the State Department, write 3 syndicated columns a week, and I'm going back to the air twice a day. Washington columnists say he reminds them of the right-wing Nazi Catholic bishop that was so famous in Detroit years ago. Hunt said the bishop could lift the suspension if Consolving offered mitigating circumstances by the 1st of January, 79, 6 months after the date of inadmission. The canonical term for suspension. Consolving responded in anger to news of his suspension, voicing complaints about present church practice as well as the bishop giving as examples. There is no way I can worship in a church that solemnizes women in any capacity. He said women are not in any way capable of carrying on priestly duties. He said he would not go along with a church that had solemnized Elizabeth Taylor's 7th marriage. At his office, independent church office, we rejoice in being able to worship from a prayer book which does not sound like Shakespeare, rewritten by a committee headed by Mickey Spillane. It is the first time in ecclesiastical history a bishop has suspended a priest while driving out in an alcoholic ward. In April, Myers was reported undergoing treatment for 5 weeks for alcoholism in St. Mary's Hospital, Minnesota. Guess they're all a bunch of dingbats. The 62-year-old bishop wrote a letter to the clergy, 400 members of his diocese, 400 priests in his diocese, telling them the reason for his hospitalization. He said the doctors at St. Mary's had helped him understand how he had moved into this disease through the years, and added, "It is my hope to return soon a much healthier and whole human being. I will need strong support system and friends, and I have them in California." Myers returned to the diocese after 7 weeks at the hospital. Hunt said the bishop's progress had been phenomenally successful. "Say, I'm leaving the Episcopal priesthood." "All right," Consolving said, "but just let me withdraw peacefully and minister to people." Consolving, 50 years of age, has tangled before with Bishop Myers, who fired him from the diocese staff in 1967 over conflicts between the priest's writings and ecclesiastical loyalties, and Consolving being caught in the night by a guard stealing things out of the file on Episcopal priests to use against them. Church of England, Anglican and Episcopalian, all means the same. Rarely one to shrink from controversy, Consolving once became embroiled in a dispute with former San Francisco Sheriff Richard Hengisto, complaining that the sheriff barred him from attending a jail church service. Recently, he was expelled from the State Department Correspondents Association for receiving $2,500 in stock from a fascist, racist South African lobbyist in order to kin solving in order to, it's not clear. He, anyway, received a number of bribes. Kin solving in order to attend, kin solving had the stockholders meetings. Stand by.